At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
I don't think I could eat beaver.
Come on, you dumbass. Eat me.
At the club, Club 1080.
I'm very confident.
Yeah.
The hottest
North
of Milwaukee. At the club.
Rock it to the dog. You got to never think of it.
Watchdogs over the Metropolitan.
Hey, good rapping, though.
Finally, but not last.
What?
Bye.
Could you mix in a black?
Try peanut butter eggs.
Oh, yeah, they signed that brown guy, and then I went right past it.
I just have always preferred the whites.
I know that I'll probably have to join a white supremacist gang.
Request denied.
All right, nice to have you along here on the club. In the club. On the club.
Around
on
the
fan.
Club. I don't know.
In the club.
Something.
On the fan.
When's the last time you were at a club?
Ooh, good question.
Willie, do you club? I can see you clubbing.
Define club.
Well, a club is you walk in and there's music that is so loud you can't.
Like a dance club.
Yeah, like a dance club.
Isn't that a, I mean.
Yeah,
yeah, like are we calling Dixie's a club?
What's Dixie's?
Yeah, Dixie's is
Dixie's
a club.
Is a club?
Dixie's
is
a club.
Couple months.
What's Dixie's?
It's a
do
little,
I need to go to Dixie's?
No, you don't. You do not.
Trust you would not fit in.
You would hate it.
What?
You would hate it so bad. It's a country redneck
dance
club.
That hurt my feelings.
But it's a bold. That's a bold country redneck. It's not that, but it tries
Where
to
is
be.
It? Where's Dixie's?
It's over by Spice, not that I would know.
I want to go.
It's in that. It's in the there, Chinatown. The
I know where Spice is.
Yeah, it's in the entertainment district.
So I'm going to get shot over there.
I've never been shot over there.
Yeah, give it time.
Yeah, just wait.
You don't want to go to Dixie's, trust me.
You don't want to go to any of the clubs,
I kind
of
want to see Rob at Dixie's.
I like clubs, man.
I'll take you to a club.
I like to dance.
You going to head over to the White Owl, are you?
Hey, I love the White Owl.
There you go.
White Owl's over by Straightaway, man. We've had many a night in White Owl. White Owl's great.
Head to the club! Once in a while, I see Will out in the wild. It's always disturbing.
It was fine. You went into my territory.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's weirder that you're out, not him.
Yeah. No, when I see
the old man,
when I've seen Will out before, it's always like, whoa. Yeah.
Yeah, it reminds you that you shouldn't be
exactly.
Where you
that's
are.
One of those where you're like, I probably shouldn't.
Oh my God,
here.
Will's here. Exactly. I got to get out of here.
It happened one time and we had a lovely evening.
Yeah, if Will's there, that's yeah. I was like, here, let me buy you a couple beers. And then that was the sign it was probably time to go.
I gave you your space. You gave me mine.
Yeah.
Will you two just have sex and get it over with?
No.
It's a bold move right there. Wow.
Well, there's a lot of sexual tension between you two.
It's like with you and Swag.
You two bears.
More of a power bottom. I've stated that for years.
Aren't you bear? Isn't that what they call them? Bears?
Yeah, there's bears and twinks.
He's your twink.
Have I graduated? Well, I'm definitely not a twink, but I think I've graduated out of a bear.
Yeah, Will's all skinny.
What?
Will's gone.
Well, I thought bears were hairy. Is that?
Yeah, bears are hairy. Yeah, but I think but the idea big. Is, you know, you're supposed to be big. More of a buffalo man myself, you know. What were we talking about?
Are you uncomfortable?
Me and Will doing it? Yeah, it's a little awkward.
I'm cool with not talking about that ever.
But he's gay.
Will, you want to head over to the Eagle this weekend?
No, you taught me about that. I will not be wearing a yellow bandana. Thank you.
Yeah, Suk knows all about it.
No.
He knows what's going on. It's very interesting.
It's not the yellow bandana you want. It's the orange
bandana.
I'll
tell you what.
I don't want any bandana.
If there is a guy at the Fan who is secretly gay, it's Sukanic.
I have stated that if you were to offer me the marshal in the gay pride parade, let's get me some chaps and up there and let's do this. Let's go.
I get this.
Yeah, you don't, trust me, Will. Do not want the yellow bandana. You want to.
I don't want any bandana.
Yeah.
You taught me about the bandanas like 2 summers ago.
You don't want the brown and you don't want the yellow bandana. Don't do that.
No bandanas.
All right, well, we've put it off long enough. We have to talk about Val Kilmer dying. He's dead. He's gone, guys.
And it was heartbreaking because I woke up to Val Kilmer dead, and then I saw the report saying, no, fake news, not dead.
No, he's dead.
And then I was like, oh, thank God. No, he's dead.
And his daughter, Mercedes, yes. Confirmed it.
That was the Ken Stabler. Dead, not dead. No, he's
actually
dead. Yeah,
they're always dead when they are because it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
You know, because you know that those dire moments where it's like, oh,
sure. Is he or isn't he?
Could be any minute now.
Yes.
And news gets out.
Well, I guess cancer didn't get him. He was cancer-free, but he
really?
Was, yes, they
what
said.
What a weird, what a strange turn his whole life and career took.
Yeah. Well, he battled throat cancer for like 11 years.
Well, I know, but I just, what ended up happening to him and just how it's not like his career arc or anything. It's just. He just got cancer, and it kind of changed everything. As cancer does, and it just is weird.
Yep.
It's weird that Val Kilmer's dead. It's weird the way he looked before he died. It's weird that he couldn't really talk.
Yeah,
it's just everything got weird with him.
Yep. So I guess I was reading today. They said that he had not been out of bed in years.
Really?
Said he was bedridden for years.
He did some stuff recently. Didn't he?
No. 2019 was the last time anyone saw him.
Oh my God.
So, and he posted something on Instagram a couple times, and the family has now said those were actually years old. He had not left his bed in several years, and they said that it was not cancer. They said while he did battle cancer at the time of his death, he was cancer-free, but he was so weak and bedridden that pneumonia just eventually took hold of him, and that,
well,
was,
wait.
That
so
was the end.
Cancer, so what killed him? Well, pneumonia killed him. But why was he bed?
Because cancer kept coming back, and then he would fight it, and then it would come back. And the cancer treatments over 11 years had basically worn him down to where, even though like they at the time he was in cancer remission, he was cancer free, but he has had off and on cancer treatments for 11 years. My grandmother had this to where my grandma fought cancer for the same thing for like a decade, and look, eventually cancer treatment kills you too. Like, it's, you know, whether the cancer gets you or that much radiation and chemo. So that's why they said pneumonia, but technically cancer-free.
Wasn't he in Top Gun Maverick?
Yes. He was in Top Gun Maverick.
That wasn't that long ago, was it?
It was obviously filmed before 2019.
Well, they filmed most of it, I think, before. And then there were a couple of reshoots. It just came out way later because no one was going. Yeah,
that's right.
So it got delayed because of that. And they shot all those scenes. And they shot it around. I think those were some of the very first scenes that they filmed. Because obviously they knew that Val was not in a great spot. And he couldn't talk in that. And then you're thinking they did the Val Kilmer documentary not too long ago. But again, that was filmed a long time ago. And it was his son and AI that did Val's voice.
I hate to say this, but that was really boring.
It wasn't great, no.
It was not a good documentary.
Yeah.
And it also made me sad because it just let me know how weird Val Kilmer is and kind of crazy. Like, he's crazy.
He's a different guy. Well, he was one of those dudes, I guess, that was full go commitment to acting and was just, you know, it was a little bit different. Little different.
You would, if he didn't just die, you would call him insufferable. But he just died, so we have to strike that from the record.
Yes.
Because he was one of those insufferable actor types.
Yes. He thought that
just the world revolved around his characters and, like, yes. He was offended that I was reading about him today. He said he was offended by his role in Top Gun.
Yeah.
Because he thought it was, you know, just about his looks.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. He was, and you see this sometimes, and whenever they do the Adrian Brody's like this, whenever he gives a speech, dude, your work isn't important. Like, actors that think that...
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yes. Like, you're not changing the world with your performance.
Oh, yes they are, you son of a bitch.
In my left foot. So just tone it down there, Abe. But yes, he was...
Abe... Well, yeah, he did a great job as Abe, though.
He did, but I guess he is one of those guys, and Val was like this, too. They don't break character.
No.
So if you're on set, you have to address him as
and they're
the,
miserable.
You know.
Well, I was reading, one producer said he would never, ever... He said two things in his life were just... He was steadfast about. One of them was never, ever working with Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
He was that insufferable.
Yeah.
That said, he was a star.
Well, and he made...
And we all loved him.
And he made great movies.
He did. He was Jim Morrison.
Yes.
He was Batman,
yep.
Or Bruce Wayne,
both.
Which I agree with you, Michael Keaton, better than Val Kilmer,
mm-hmm.
But he was way better than Clooney, and Doc Holliday. He was Doc Holliday.
Doc Holliday, which is probably, I'm guessing for most people, Iceman in Top Gun and Top Gun
Did
Maverick.
Did you just call him Iceman?
Iceman, and Tombstone were probably his most
well-known.
Yeah. I liked Heat.
Heat was amazing.
He's awesome in Heat.
His best movie is Heat.
Heat's a good movie.
Heat is great. Ghost in the Darkness is a really good movie.
Never saw it.
One from when he was... See, he used to be a comedic actor.
Top Secret.
Top Secret is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And so is Real Genius.
Yeah.
And those are both when he was in his teens and 20s. Was really, really good. I'm trying to think. The Saint was a pretty good movie with him. That was with him and Elizabeth Shue.
What's the worst thing he ever did?
Oh, God. The worst thing?
By the way, he's another star who lived in New Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah, that
and
was...
Gene Hackman just died in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Now Val Kilmer.
I'm looking through. He's in some of these that I've never even heard of. But the worst movie that he made that was actually a big movie, and I'm telling you, this thing is one of the all-time hunks of crap, is The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Mm. Never saw it.
It is... It's with Marlon Brando was in it in 1996. It is huge, giant budget film, and it is such...
I think that's the one where the guy said he would never work with him again.
Yes, I think that's the one.
Because he and Brando hated each other?
Yes. It is such a giant hunk of crap. I can't even begin to describe it, how bad it is. So, but it's a famous story. It's by H.G. Wells, and so it like had... It had like this big hype around it, and it was plagued because Brando, basically, it was an insufferable prick off between Marlon Brando, and Val Kilmer to be which one could be a bigger.
Will's got his hand on the dump button. I don't think you can say that, but I will say this: I said that once to Mike Riley on the air. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. You've said that word a couple times.
No, only once. Because it... I'm telling you, only once. Because I said it in a Mike Riley interview, and it stunned him to the point where I don't think he knew what to say. And we all looked at each other like, is that... Should I have... Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that.
Probably shouldn't have said it. Well,
but we got away with it.
Yeah.
So therefore, I don't think you have to dump it, although it's too late anyway.
It's too late. I should have just done it.
Nah, it's fine.
But
I think that word we shouldn't say.
I will apologize if I am reprimanded.
Well, you...
You won't be.
I mean, Sook's the one that needs to apologize.
And I'm the one, and I'm on the board.
Apologize right now.
I'm sorry.
For saying that.
What's the comp, like, modern-day actor for Val Kilmer, like, before all this? Because, like...
Before all this? What do you mean?
Before he gets cancer.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like
when at his prime?
Right, because clearly he's a star, but, like, I don't know how he was thought of in that moment. Would this be like if Glenn Powell gets throat cancer?
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, he's much bigger star than Glenn Powell. I would say this is more like a Ben Affleck sort of situation.
Okay.
There you go.
So there's like a good run, and then like he's not the top guy, but he's one of the top guys.
Yeah, I would say B-list. I think Affleck, who's also Batman, I think that's a solid.
What do you think of Brad Pitt and Kevin Bacon? Because he was kind of Val Kilmer.
I think highly of Brad Pitt. Kevin Bacon, I give two thumbs meh.
Okay. I would say Kilmer is right in between those two. Like, okay. I don't think he's quite Brad Pitt. Obviously, he's not quite Brad Pitt. Who is? But
Brad.
He is a big deal, man.
Yeah.
He was at one time the guy.
And every movie I watch of his, like, going back through it, like Heat, I really like, Tombstone, Top Gun, although he's not really in Top Gun, but the parts he's...
Not in Maverick. He's in the original Top Gun.
Yeah, but it's like 10 minutes. If you go back through and watch it, like, he's not in it for that much screen time.
My favorite part about Val Kilmer is someone asked him once to rate the homoerotic tendencies in Top Gun. Mm-hmm. 1 out of 10, and I think he said it was like a 12.5. Which is phenomenal. Thunderheart's another good one with him.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
A lot of good ones. But if you want like an underrated that you haven't seen, go watch The Ghost in the Darkness. That's a true story about some African lions. Him and Michael Douglas are in that, and very, very solid.
I have the top 5 roles Val Kilmer turned down for you.
Oh.
You want that next?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's a lot, because again, he was a difficult guy and was...
He was difficult, but he was also very busy. So a lot of these he turned down because he was doing other projects. Mm. So we'll get to that next on The Fan.